Good morning, Chelveston, Caldy Garden, Chelston Rise. Today's briefing will be delivered by Ray Daniels, Chair of the Parish Council, who can reflect a little on what's happened this week. Ray, over to you.
Thank you, Adrian. Good morning, Chelveston, Caldicott and Chelston Rise. This is Ray Daniels, Chairman of the Parish Council, on Sunday the 5th of April with your daily update. Stay home. Protect our NHS. Save lives. Announcement on Saturday's government briefing was the daily rise in deaths reached 708 in the last 24 hours, bringing the total to 4,313. This total sadly included a five-year-old. I had been thinking how long it would be before one of us knew any family in the statistics. Unfortunately, I've had two friends who have lost three parents to COVID-19 this week. Brings it home, really, and my thoughts go out to both families concerned. This is 2 weeks into lockdown, as has been said over the last two daily briefings. We must stay at home in our village. Yes, it's been lovely the last 2 days and hopefully today too. We cannot let our guard down. We have to protect our community. The stay at home from the government is now an instruction and not a request, so we must all adhere to it. We do not want any of our community adding to the statistics of this dreadful virus. The only way we can do our part of this is to stay at home. Let's all keep practicing social distancing, even with our neighbours. 2 metres is 2 metres. Adhere to it, even over the garden fence. Stay home. Protect our NHS. Save lives. Thursday, 8 p.m. The formal clapping for all our NHS and frontline staff went up a level this week. There are more people across our village partaking in supporting these people in this way. Well done all. And let's keep this action going until we get through this period. We must also support the other people out there, namely shop workers and transport teams, for which they allow us to be able to shop so we can feed our families. In the middle of the week, we were informed the church had gone into shutdown, which included the stopping of the clock and the chimes. How strange it was to again hear the clock strike 12 on Saturday. I thought I was hearing things. But, checking the WhatsApp group, John Eldred had made a comment saying this function was being restored. This means Adrian will have his timekeeping back to normal, as he mentioned early in the week after it had stopped. The WhatsApp group has been good for shop waiting times and stock availability. Please keep this up. Additionally, also advising which shops have undertook the measures to assist in social distancing. The other news, which Adrian has already mentioned, is NCC's support line becoming active. A link to this can be found on the Council's website, so there's no need to remember it. Please encourage your vulnerable neighbours to register for this. As if we go into a more of a lockdown stance, which I can see happening over the next few days, these people would at least get supplies delivered to their door at no cost. I will repeat the number for you though. 0300 126 1000 and option 5. Seeing the national media where people are still going to beauty spots and congregating into parks is not going to help anyone. How can these people be so arrogant, selfish, ignorant and not stay at home, putting everyone at further risk, which will undoubtedly increase the lockdown measures in days and weeks to come? Our community spirit is still strong. Let's get through this together. Let's get out the other side. Let's have Naomi and the girls back in the pub. Stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. Sound words indeed. Enjoy your Sunday, folks.